It's time for your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull for Monday, July 6th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Northeast Iowa girl has passed away from injuries suffered when the personal watercraft she was riding on as a passenger was involved in a collision on Clear Lake on July 4th. The Iowa DNR says around 5:30 Saturday evening, two personal watercraft collided near the boat ramp at McIntosh Woods State Park on a part of the lake locally known as Little Lake. Passengers on a nearby pontoon immediately rendered aid. Iowa DNR Water Patrol and Conservation Officers, Ventura and Clear Lake Fire Departments, Iowa State Patrol, Clear Lake Police, and the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office were quickly on the scene. Five individuals were on the two personal watercrafts, and all five were transported to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City. The DNR says an unidentified 14-year-old girl from Dyersville passed away on Sunday. Another 15-year-old female from Mason City has since been transferred to Mayo Clinic in Rochester and is in serious condition. Three people, all from Greenwood, South Carolina, were treated and released on Saturday. They included 35-year-old Chelsea Maxwell, plus an 11-year-old female and a 12-year-old male. The investigation into what caused the two personal watercraft to run into each other is in its early stages, but Iowa DNR officers have ruled out alcohol or other impairments as contributing factors. The investigation is ongoing. A Northeast Iowa woman has died after she fell from a moving vehicle over the holiday weekend. The Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office says the fatal incident happened along Ainsboro Avenue in Waterloo just after 7 o'clock Saturday night. A 2019 Toyota Camry was traveling southbound when 22-year-old Tehana Hatt of Waterloo fell out and hit the road. Hatt was taken to Mercy One Hospital in Waterloo, where she was pronounced dead from her injuries. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information on the incident is asked to contact the Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office. The Iowa State Patrol and Hudson Fire Department also assisted on the scene. An arraignment date is set for a New Hampton man accused of criminal acts against a minor female involving drugs and sexual assault. New Hampton police arrested 34-year-old Travis Rutman June 26th on charges of drug distribution to a person under 18, a Class B felony, grooming, a Class D felony, and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, and aggravated misdemeanor. In a media release, Chief Conrad Rosendahl said they received a report on June 13th from a juvenile female that she had been inappropriately touched by a male adult while she was babysitting for him at his residence. NHPD began an investigation June 15th, which resulted in a warrant for Rutman's arrest being issued June 25th. According to criminal complaints, the alleged incidents occurred May 26th, prior to the girl coming to babysit for Rutman, and while she was babysitting, Rutman sent her flirtatious and inappropriate text messages, including asking her to have a drink with him when he returned home from a local bar. Rutman is also accused of luring the girl into his garage and getting her to smoke marijuana from a glass smoking device before allegedly trying to touch her. NHPD says Rutman admitted his actions that day, as well as those in the garage, were inappropriate, but denied any physical contact with the girl. Rutman was released from custody after he posted bail of $32,000 in the form of a surety bond. He is now scheduled for arraignment July 14th in Chickasaw County District Court, at which time he can enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. A North Iowa man is facing multiple felony charges after he allegedly displayed a handgun during a fight during the July 4th celebration. Clear Lake police say 25-year-old Darius Bolden of Mason City was taken into custody by officers working security at a downtown Clear Lake park just before 10:30 Saturday night. Bolden faces charges of terrorism, possession of a weapon while intoxicated, disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and public intoxication. CLPD says officers on foot patrol were flagged down about a fight, with one witness reporting that a person had displayed a gun during the altercation. Bolden allegedly matched the description of the suspect, and a search found him within minutes, not far from the scene, in possession of a single handgun that matched the weapon reportedly displayed during the fight. Officers determined no shots had been fired and no injuries were reported. More than a dozen local law enforcement officers responded to the incident and remained on scene the rest of the night to ensure the safety of those attending 4th of July festivities. The case remains under investigation. Anyone who may have witnessed the fight or have video of the incident is asked to contact Clear Lake Police. The Iowa State Patrol, Mason City Police, and the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office assisted with the incident. Despite rain and threats of potential flooding, the Charles City Independence Day celebration of America's 250th anniversary went off largely without a hitch. Winners in the Charlie Western Firecracker 5K Saturday morning included Christopher Miserandino, overall men's winner, and Megan Corbel, overall women's winner. The Chamber has announced winners from Saturday's 4th of July parade. Taking home trophies and bragging rights were Cambricks of Charles City for Best Commercial or Business Entry, Floyd County Democrats for Best Organization Nonprofit Group Entry, Conan Construction for Best Open Class Entry, the National 19th Amendment Society for Best Antique Vehicle, the Floyd County Fairgrounds for Mayor's Choice Award, and First Citizens Bank received the Chamber Choice Award. Saturday night's fireworks show from the Main Street Bridge also dodged the weather. Despite lightning off in the distance to the west of Charles City throughout the 45-minute program, the patriotic display was capped off with fireworks in the form of an American flag with the number 250 below it in red, white, and blue. Crews are expected to begin a road resurfacing project this week in northern Chickasaw County. County Engineer Roman Lensing says the Secondary Roads Department has been notified by Matthey Construction that they plan to start the B-22 resurfacing project from Alta Vista to Highway 63 on Tuesday. Typical hours of operation will be sunrise to sunset. Workers will start the cold-in-place recycling at the east city limits of Alta Vista and head eastwards towards Highway 63 in the north lane. Flaggers and pilot cars will maintain traffic flow through the project. Lensing says Matthey's goal is to complete 2-plus miles per day, weather permitting. Once the cold-in-place recycling is complete, additional lifts of hot-mix asphalt will be applied to the surface. The project is expected for completion approximately 1 month after the start date. A road resurfacing project on the east side of New Hampton is expected to begin in a week. The Iowa DOT's New Hampton Construction Office says crews will start a hot-mix asphalt resurfacing project on Iowa Highway 24 in New Hampton on Monday, July 13th. Crews will work on Iowa 24 from 400 feet east of Water Avenue to the east city limits of New Hampton by Poor Richard's Restaurant. Traffic will be maintained with flaggers and pilot cars. The project is expected to be completed by early October, weather permitting. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.